Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
According to Genesis 41 verse 1, another 2 long years crawled by for Joseph. From the day he left Hebron to visit his brothers, it seemed downhill all the way. Hated, betrayed, and sold by his own kin. Bought as a slave for Potiphar's house. Seduced, framed for attempted rape and falsely imprisoned, forgotten by the butler. Nonetheless, engraved over the whole journey are the golden words, quote, "But the Lord was with Joseph." It reminds me of the statement, quote, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8:31. When everything seems to be going against us, say this. Imagine if it were the other way around. Everyone for you, but God against you. What a horror story that would be. But now things are about to change, and drastically. From prison to palace in one step. After years of languishing, Joseph is an overnight success. Because Pharaoh was having some unsettling dreams too. When word got around the palace, suddenly Joseph came back to the chief butler's mind. Quote, "I remember my faults this day," verse 9, he said, and told about the remarkable young Hebrew man he had met in prison, who interpreted their dreams. But when Joseph is brought in, he clarifies, quote, "It is not me. God will give Pharaoh an answer," verse 16. God must get the glory. Pharaoh recounts 2 weird dreams. 7 skinny cows eat 7 fat ones. 7 shriveled stalks consume 7 plump heads. Joseph explains, God is warning Pharaoh of a cataclysmic famine that will ravage the whole Mediterranean basin. 7 years of plenty must be utilized to store up for the future. Pharaoh knows God is speaking. Who should oversee this massive preparation? Why, ex-con Joseph, of course.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.